Welcome to Songcatcher right here on Radio Adelaide on digital, online, and 101.5 FM, where every week we bring you songwriters and music makers. And tonight, I'm Claire, here with Clayton. Adrian is traveling.
Vietnam somewhere, I think, probably playing about his 15th gig in 3 days.
Probably. But as promised, we've got a songwriter tonight.
We do indeed. Tonight's Songcatcher guest has a new 4-track EP. She's a local, and as a local, she's actually quite familiar with this space, although not quite this right here. Yeah, just a couple of yards or meters, I should say, across the way, because it's Mattia Harros, and she's a volunteer at Fresh FM.
So our sister station here.
So she's crossed to the dark side tonight.
Ooh. We're not that scary.
So, welcome along.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. And before we get into the songwriting stuff, we should get at least a little bit of input from what you do with Fresh FM.
Sure. So I'm the production engineer at Fresh 92.7, which means, you know, making all their ads and promos and, you know, voicing on the station and all that kind of stuff.
So you do lots of audio production
stuff. Lots of audio production, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little bit of the technical stuff as well?
Kind of, yeah, in a sense. Also a lot of vocal coaching as well, working with volunteers and working with them to get their voice on air and get the sound afresh. So, yeah, mixture of everything.
I think we're so lucky to have Mattia here tonight.
And if you think I'm sounding fresher by the minute. So, welcome along and thanks for crossing the Great Divide.
Oh, anytime.
So, we're going to have a sample of a brand, well, not quite brand new.
Kind of.
It's pretty close to it.
Yeah, pretty close.
Was there a formal release date? Did you have one?
It was in May.
In May.
I cannot remember the day.
That's not too far away. Anyway, somewhere fitting to start.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Into Your Dreams.
The day is dark and we are done.
Into Your Dream, Mattia. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
There's a nice voice going on. There's beautiful lots of piano voice. And some nice arrangements and things. So that was track two of the new EP called Watch the Stars.
Yes.
Now, tell us about this EP. So you're a solo kind of artist.
Yeah, yeah.
You went somewhere and got that whole big band sound happening?
Well, I kind of, mixed and recorded it all at home in my little studio at home.
This is what can happen if you're a technical production sound person.
It helps. so over the years, just, compiling these sounds together and trying to find the sound that I was going for. But in saying that, I did have a couple people help me out in making it the sound that it is now. So, yeah, a mixture of both.
So what were some of the secrets to how you got that sound?
A lot of trial and error.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I always have an idea of what I'm going for, and I always start off with my piano and writing there, and then it's not until I get into the recording stage that I start layering sounds and putting things together that kind of match the sound that I'm hearing in my head.
So tell us about this piano and why you use that particular instrument.
Piano is just something I've always connected with from a tiny baby. I just find myself, when I'm playing my piano, it just, all the emotion comes out through there, and I just have a real connection with it. So I find I love using that as the kind of main instrument in my songs, and then building around that, I find.
So is it an acoustic piano, or do you use a keyboard
It's style? It's an electric Casio that I record straight into Pro Tools and kind of work it out that way.
And do you use the audio jacks or MIDI?
MIDI. Which, is kind of frowned upon by some people. But
the MIDI gives you the opportunity to put the sound
exactly,
that you want.
I have a bit more control with it, and it gives me the opportunity to experiment with the different sounds and synths and stuff like that. So, it works for me, and I love using it, so...
So were you using MIDI from the very beginning? Was that your preference?
Yeah, I think that's always how I've done it. And then over the years, I've just kind of stuck to what works. So
So were you one of those people who had an Atari?
I wish.
I think it's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
Okay. And who else helped along the way?
So a good friend of mine, Tim Witt, who actually does some stuff with at the station with me at Fresh. I think he ran his ears over my demoed EP, and I was happy for it to be done. And I think he kind of heard it and was like, I'm really keen to have a go at helping you take it to that next level, I think. So I was like, yeah, go for it. The more the better,
So did you kind of hand over the keys and let him go, or what happened next?
Kind of, yeah. I definitely wanted to be there because it's my child, and but he's so talented, and he was able to take what I was kind of saying and explaining to him, and then he made it to the sound you hear now. So yeah, props to him for sure.
So what sorts of magic wand did he use?
He's got so many things, I couldn't even tell you.
What sorts of things did you see happening?
Outboard gear, so many plugins. He's got this amazing little home studio where, we hung out, and he did his magic, and I just sat back and watched and was like, change
so
this.
When you say plugins,
yeah,
they're things that will plug into the computer to alter the sound?
Some, I think, and as well like digital ones as well. But not, I'm not too sure exactly what he uses. I just know that it works and it sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing, but I'm sure it's all based on that beautiful voice. If it wasn't for that, it wouldn't sound so amazing, would it?
Well.
and did he fiddle with the voice much, and the tones and the reverbs and things like that?
I wanted to keep it quite natural, actually. I think there was a few times where I was like, oh, you can pull it back a bit and maybe have a raw sense to it. So, yeah, I don't think there was too much tweaking there, which I liked. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been out there for 6 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, roughly.
What's bounced back at you from this release? Have you heard much from the traps
or yeah.
from people who've listened?
Yeah, overwhelmingly positive mm-hmm. is what I can say. I remember putting it out for the first time. I was so nervous and I think I had a cry to my mum as well the day it came out because I was like, no one's going to like it, no one's going to listen to it. But the messages and the people who have just been so supportive of it and telling me, you know, it's about time. You're finally doing this, Marty. so great.
So where are you hearing it's being played?
It's been played a few places. So the first single, Watch the Stars, got a bit of airplay on Fresh, mm-hmm. which was really, really cool. I was really thankful for that. You know, here and there, YouTube, SoundCloud, just getting it out there as much as I can. And at the moment, a remix of the song that just played, Into Your Dreams, is actually airing on Fresh at the moment. So, yeah,
and,
a little.
And it'll air on Radio Adelaide.
Exactly.
It's going to be me too tonight, evidently.
So, yeah, really cool. Really cool.
Okay. And a plan. Do you have a plan? How are you going to get people to listen to this?
I'm just, you know, doing everything I can, talking, networking, sending it, making videos, sharing links, making pages, just, you know, why not? Mm-hmm. Why not do as much as I can?
But it sounds like the internet thing is
yeah,
kind of central to your
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, that seems to be, you know, what's working at the moment. But, I mean, I'm open to, you know, different things if I have to.
Even to coming and being a star on Radio Adelaide?
Absolutely.
Any day. Any day.
Well, I think it's time for another song.
Sure.
And next up, we've got one called Little Darling. Would you like to say anything about this before we get it round?
So this is probably the most raw track on the EP. Very acoustic and, yeah, very special to me. So.
Oh,
She will decide to live in the light and not in her arms, because she is mine. Breathe, little darling, there's only so much I can do.
You're back with Songcatcher here on Radio Adelaide, where we have some wonderful programming, not the least of which is Songcatcher.
And that's on now, isn't
it? It's on now.
If you're listening online, that's probably what it says in the corner of your screen.
Yeah, I think it probably does, with our guest, Mattia.
Hello. Yeah.
And we were just listening to a track from Mattia's new EP called Watch the Stars, and the track was Little Darling.
Yes.
And very a laid-back kind of, as you said, an intimate.
Yeah, more raw and intimate, that one.
And
sure.
Accompanying herself on guitar. So more talents jumping out at us here.
Mm-hmm. And we got the hint a little while ago that we need to ask you about your guitar.
Yes.
Yes.
Which one?
So tell us, which one was that one?
That was my favorite nylon guitar that I picked up from an op shop for $20.
Oh,
and
wow.
I did it all up, redid the strings and, you know, filed down the neck so it was playable.
So is it just the cheapie, or was $20 a bargain for a half decent instrument?
I mean, it has no name brand, don't know what it is, but I just absolutely love the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. And a good microphone, it comes up all right.
Yeah, exactly. Bit of EQ.
So adding to all these other talents, instrument repairer and rebuilder.
Yeah, I should put that on there too.
Yeah, and roadie in the sense that she restrings and all
all of that.
But Claire kind of hinted at that the word I used, guitar, needed to be in the plural.
Needs to be plural.
So tell us about the studio where you keep these instruments. What does it look like?
Yeah, so, I mean, on the wall is my children.
Terrible place to have your children. I know. Hang them on the wall.
Hanging them on the wall, yeah.
They're very well taken care of, trust me.
So what do you have hanging on the wall?
So, yeah, 7 of my beautiful guitars. Only 4 of them on the wall because I don't have enough wall space, but 3 of them live on the floor.
Oh, not on the floor.
On their own separate stands.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah. So I think I have, two nylons, 3 electrics and 2 other steel string guitars. So, yeah, a bit of a collection.
And you're looking for different sounds?
Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say it's not about the cost or the price of it. It's how you feel with it and the sound that you can get out of it. So
I would have thought it was about who you could get to write the tune.
I mean, that too.
So are they all essentially standard tuning? Is that one of the variations that you play with?
It depends. I do tend to try different octaves when I'm tuning, just to see like the range in my voice when I'm singing. But generally pretty much the same. But they all have a different character and different sound, so that's why I gravitate to the different ones for whatever I'm in the mood for.
Now, we should probably just ask a little question about this too. I noticed something about sound engineering.
Yes.
And so sound itself would be really important to you.
Yeah, extremely, for sure. It's always been something I've been so interested in. And growing up and listening to music and then learning instruments, I wanted to take it a bit further. So I studied a diploma of sound production at SAE in Adelaide. Yeah.
and that sound production for you is obviously professionally using it as an audio engineer, a sound engineer in producing sound bites for radio and things like that. But obviously having a pair of tuned ears is helpful for your own music.
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to do it because I wanted to make my own music. And, I mean, having a career out of it as well doesn't hurt.
I think that's great.
Yeah, a bit of both, but, yeah, definitely.
I think most musicians, you know, particularly in the early days, but most of them along the way need, you know, a couple of extra strings to make life work.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt, so.
It's nice to be able to pay the bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay the bills?
What? Or buy more guitars.
Yeah, okay. So what I've got is a picture of Marty as about a six-year-old dancing around to John Lee Hooker.
I can see it now.
Whose record was that? Or was it the days of CDs?
It would have been either CD or a cassette tape, I'd say.
Yay, cassettes. Go ahead.
My dad's old blues tapes was always something that I grew up listening to, and for some reason the blues just stuck with me. So as a little kid, I loved it and loved dancing to it. And then as I got older, I loved, you know, discovering different blues artists, and I just resonated with the roots and the history of blues, and, you know, that it's the base for all music that we hear today. I just love that so much.
Well, certainly the basic, you know, rock and roll comes directly out of it, for instance.
Yeah, and so listening to that, you know, eventually led me to rock and all that kind of stuff, and I really appreciated the history of it, for sure. So
you decided to be a rock and roll star.
I wanted to be a rock star, yes.
At six, well placed to and start
a
career.
Yeah, now at 26, nothing's changed.
It's a good path.
Yeah.
at what point did you start to listen to the more darker and heavier kinds of music? Because we've got influences like Evanescence and Paramore and Tool and the like.
Yeah. I think once I started high school and gravitated towards the electric guitar and wanted to be a rock star and discovered this whole other world of...
Mum's not nodding at this point. She's shaking her head in the corner.
Oh, yeah. but just figuring out and finding this whole goth punk scene that was just so interesting to me, and of course I gravitated towards it instantly.
Is that when the songwriting began, or
actually, yeah?
Well, you have to have a wardrobe change to gravitate towards it too, I presume.
I mean,
were you always into black?
There's not much colour, no. Anyway,
the colours in the music.
In the music, yes, that's exactly right.
So the songwriting began with the whole, let's get into the goth scene.
I think once I started figuring out my style and gravitating towards those different things, and as well starting guitar and having that different instrument in my hands, I'd say that's when I began to start writing. For sure.
So were you crafting lyrics to go along with these melodies floating around in your head and coming from your fingers, whether it was guitar or piano?
I'd say it was more music to start with, because I grew up playing piano and, you know, figuring out different scales and stuff on the keys, and then eventually moving to guitar, it was scales and music theory, and it wasn't until I think
usually
later.
A bit backwards, I think, because most guitarists don't bother about that stuff.
Oh, I had to. I quite enjoy it, so is that strange?
Look, music theory geek, it's really okay.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
It's just funny because often you'll hear somebody who started playing guitar and only when they picked up a piano or something else they'll start to worry about scales and theory. And
the funny thing is, though, I can't actually read music. I learn from and play from my ear. So looking at it is not what I usually do. I usually feel and play it, so yeah.
Did the singing start when you were John Lee Hooker dancing?
No, I was too shy to sing. I don't think I even sung in front of anyone until I was maybe 17. I was always very, very shy, and always found I could express myself through the instruments. But then later on, you know, the singing and the lyrics developed, and yeah, definitely a journey though, for sure.
Now, we might be largely highlighting a four-track EP called Watch the Stars tonight, but mm-hmm. in fact, the next track isn't from there.
No.
It's a new single.
That's right.
So tell us a bit about this one.
So this is airing for the first time tonight.
Ooh, I like this. World first.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So this one was actually meant to go on the EP, on the Watch the Stars EP. It was just a timing thing. I couldn't get it done in time. But I always wanted it to be out there and heard because it's such a special song to me. Finally releasing it on its own. It's a bit more of a piano kind of bass song. I think the others are kind of a bit more synthy and guitar bass, but this one's very piano and string bass. So
intricate.
Now that you're gone, you're gone away.
Haunting Tones of Intricate, presented to us by Mattia.
A brand new single.
World first.
A universe first.
Universe first, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Well, go for the word. Go for the lot.
Absolutely. The star's the limit.
So how different is it playing piano for keyboard and playing MIDI for violin for keyboard?
It's kind of the same. I mean, obviously when I'm playing the piano, it's more melodic and, you know, it feels different. But as I'm doing the violin or the strings, I'm still keeping to those chords and those notes within the chords that I'm playing in the piano. So I guess I'm just finding ways to make them fit between the piano notes. So, yeah.
Do you compose by playing your piece and then playing along to it and just trying it out and see?
Yeah. I'll usually do the piano first, so I have that down as a base, and then I'll go in and start layering with, in this case it was strings and violin were the two that I used, and I thought fit nicely with the sound that I was going for. And I actually had more in it as well, but I pulled them back because I thought that it kind of crowded it.
And I went too complicated.
Yeah, it got too much, and I've done that before where I've put more in there than it needed, and it's just a case of listening and feeling what I'm trying to get across, and then either adding or subtracting to get the sound that is.
Well, there's a real skill in that as well, hearing when you've got too much and being willing to take it away.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes. You get attached, but if it's for the better of the song, then I'm fine taking it out, I suppose.
Next up, we're going to get to listen to Watch the Stars. But there's actually two Watches the Stars.
Yes.
And the first one's called Can You Hear Me? And the second one's called I Will Fight.
Yes.
But Watch the Stars, parentheses, Can You Hear Me? Mm-hmm. Is actually our talk about song.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping you might introduce us to a little bit of the writing of that why or how.
Yeah. So this song is, probably the most meaningful song to me. It's about my grandma, who I lost a couple of years ago. It's just a testament to what's in it, and the lyrics and the sound of it. It's basically me talking to her through song. So, yeah, it's a very, very special song, and hence why I wanted to call the EP Watch the Stars. To connect with her and to have other people hear what her and I shared together. So, yeah.
So when you've got something that means that much to you, mm-hmm. how do you start to write a song? You've got a blank piece of paper in front of you, but you've got this idea.
Yeah.
This very special person in your life.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
I suppose, personally, I'm not someone who is great with words, who talks about things too much, but it all comes out in the music. So whatever I was going through or feeling at that time, I just remember sitting down at my piano and taking a deep breath, and then it all just happened. The melody, the chords, the words came out there and then. And I remember the very first words that I wrote or said out loud words, "Can you hear me?" because I was talking to her. And then everything was built around that. So, yeah.
In terms of the timing of when you lost her to when you sat down and this happened,
mm-hmm.
were they close, or has this been a bit afterwards and after a bit of reflection?
I think it was quite a long process of losing her. So I think that whole time was me kind of gathering my thoughts and feelings, and then it would have been not long after that I remember sitting down and that's when it all kind of happened and the words came out and the song was formed.
Did you start recording straight away?
I recorded a demo, I remember. Not too long after, just so I could have it, so I wouldn't forget it, mm-hmm. which I do quite often with my songs. I have like a camera or something on my piano and I'll just hit record. So I remember doing that, and then I recorded a very quick demo of just piano and singing. And then I think I left it until this year.
When you started to seriously think about, I'm going to make an EP.
Yep, yep. So it was always there. It was just unfinished and waiting for its time.
So tell us, you don't perform too much, do you? Or
no, I used to when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I used to do quite a lot of stuff with my school and here and there. And then a lot of my 20s, I kind of stepped away from music for a lot of reasons, personal reasons, health issues. And then it's not until this year that, you know, I'm finally ready to start it up again. And
okay, so the EP is out there, but potentially so are you.
Yes, potentially.
Which one of those guitars are coming off the wall?
Could be all of them.
I want to bring all of them.
All so the children, come on.
Yeah, let's go.
There's a few jobs for roadies waiting here.
Yep,
guitar
for sure.
Guitar carrying.
Absolutely, for sure.
Okay, well, we're going to have a listen. And actually, we might go back to back, I think, because if we do that, we'll still have time to have a little chat. So we're going to have Watch the Stars, Can You Hear Me? Quickly followed by Watch the Stars, I Will Fight. Maybe with just promos in between, I think.
And you're back with Songcatcher here on Radio Adelaide, where we're interviewing a wonderful songwriter who's also a producer.
And
over to you,
Clayton. Not only did we hear Watch the Stars, Can You Hear Me? And then Watch the Stars, I Will Fight, but we also heard the Aquarius Hair promo. And that's a piece of work by our current Songcatcher guest.
That's right.
Mattia Harros. So you've actually crossed the line as well from Fresh to Radio Adelaide in terms of production stuff.
Yeah, a little bit.
So
little
is bit. There a bit of a duplicate thing going on? Is that selling those services for Fresh as well as to Radio Adelaide?
I think so. I'm not too sure, but yeah, I mean, I love producing, and doesn't matter what it's for, I'll take it on.
There you go. And we're all sporting full heads of hair here. Yeah. So we've been taking the message to heart.
Great. My job's done then.
So tell us about Mattia and where you're going and how you're getting there and where people can get in touch and keep up with what you're doing and buy the EP.
Well, my EP you can get on iTunes. Head over to SoundCloud as well, soundcloud.com/Mattia with two H's. So you can listen to me there. And as for the future, I'm just, you know, continuing to write and record and release as much music as I can this year. That's definitely my goal for sure. Yeah.
So keep in touch. And we'll see. Get the opportunities to both buy CDs, download tracks, and maybe see you live.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we look forward to that. And to the next CD release, we want to you to let us know when that's happening.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love
personally,
to.
Personally introduced to all of your girls and boy guitars.
Yes, I'll bring them for a tour one day.
Okie dokie. So tell us, this year is going to be writing and recording new songs.
Yes.
What's next year?
Hopefully a lot more of that. I want to definitely start playing live again. That's definitely something I want to work towards.
So what was it that slowed you down, you think, playing live?
I think I just lost touch with it a bit, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And something like that, you have to build your confidence back up and get back into it. So it's something that I definitely want to do again. I just need to get myself there, which I will. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well, you're well on your way.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to live performances. There have been some suggestions made. I wonder how long it'll be before we hear Mattia live.
Well, hopefully not too long.
Hopefully.
I think it'll be interesting to see the performance.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. I'm wondering what success for Mattia might look like as a musician / composer songwriter.
Still very gothic.
So it's going to be very black, so don't stand in front of a black
background. That's never going to change, no. Maybe more colours in my hair. I mean, I can never stop that. So
we do have some blue in the hair.
Yeah, it's a bit blue.
So colours in the hair is okay.
Definitely.
Okay. And in the music.
Yeah.
But not in the clothes.
No. That's exactly right.
So I understand that Scala's going to be on Thursday night?
No. I think that's another week away.
It was
last week, yeah. But next week we've got Melinda Cronin coming in. I think she's been on Songcatcher before a long time ago. As Melinda Dowd. Yeah, that's one of those knee things that happens to gals sometimes.
Yeah, she's a wonderful singer.
So it'll be interesting, and she's doing some studying in songwriting and composition and stuff, so should be quite interesting. And soon, very soon, we'll be able to tell you where Mattia is playing.
That's going to be good.
Yes.
It's not too far away.
Not too far.
No. Okie dokie. Well, thank you very much for your time, ma'am.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll look forward to what you're up to.
Absolutely.
And as we've all heard, there's going to be a steady stream.
Hopefully,
of
yes.
New music.
Lots to come.
Lots more hair commercials and other things.
Absolutely,
as well.
All of that. It's all coming out this year.
She doesn't mean the hair is coming out.
Well, hopefully not.
Okie dokie. Now, tell us about this last track we've got, Into Your Dreams, the remix.
Yes. So this was remixed by a good friend of mine. He goes by Electro. He does a lot of stuff with Fresh 92.7, and he's put his amazing spin on it. So it's definitely a twist to the original. It's more electronic, but I love the way that it's taken the song to another level and definitely a different sound, but very cool.